Please type a statement for a witness statement. Address is sample solicitors, address 1, address 2, address 3, and then postcode underneath. The date is the 19th of February 2010. Your reference is A for Alpha, B for Bravo, C for Charlie, slash P for Papa, Q for Quebec, R for Romeo, slash 1, 2, slash 3, 4, 5. Our reference is A for Alpha, C for Charlie, 9876. Inspector on the next line is Joe Bloggs. Claim technician on the next line, Tom Smith. Underneath that, please put a rectangle box with client interviewed in inverted commas. Next line, dear sirs, re your client Henry Jones. Next line, accident date 12th of May 2008. Paragraph, we are pleased to confirm that we have interviewed your client and as such, we are pleased to supply our findings to you in the following manner. Paragraph, please type client underlined and bold as the heading. New paragraph, Henry Jones is 32 years of age. He lives with his wife and four children and is currently unemployed. Paragraph, gave his evidence quite well, full stop. He has a confident nature and a polite disposition, full stop. He answered all questions asked of him and we were not given any particular reason to doubt the evidence he offered throughout the interview process, full stop. Next heading is bold underline and his evidence. New paragraph. We would refer to the attached statement, which you will wish to consider in its entirety, comma, but briefly the main points can be summarized as follows. Next heading, A, full stop, and then accident circumstances in bold, not underlined. Next paragraph, please bullet point these. He was working for Simple Signs Limited as a factory operative and had been since the 9th of the 1st, 2007. The full stop, the company manufactured road signs and he states he did not receive any formal training before commencing his job. Full stop, next bullet point. The incident happened on 12th of May 2008 at 10:30 a.m. His normal job will be to place templates on metal road signs, but this was not required and so he was told to pull the feet off barriers. Barriers are used by construction companies and they needed to be resprayed yellow. Full stop. He was told by his supervisor, comma, John Smith, comma, to pull the barriers off their supporting feet instead of using a sledgehammer, comma, as it was suggested that a sledgehammer would break the feet. Full stop. It was also suggested that a machine could be used, but it was cheaper to use manual labour. Full stop. New bullet point. He was on his third barrier and was pulling it out of its feet when he tore the shoulder muscles in his left shoulder. Full stop. New bullet point. He spoke to John Smith about his injury, who said he was just trying to get out of the job. Full stop. However, comma, when your client stated that he needed to go to hospital, comma, John replied, "Get yourself away then." Put "get yourself away then" in inverted commas, please. New bullet point, he is not aware if the incident was reported in the accident report book and he is not aware of any health and safety executive investigation. Full stop, new bullet point, he believed the incident could have been avoided if he had taken the feet off with a sledgehammer. Full stop. He also reiterated that the feet would normally be taken off with a machine, but in inverted commas, John Smith wanted me to pull them off because it was much cheaper. Close inverted commas, new bullet points. He states there was no health and safety policy in place at all at the time of the incident, and he had never signed any health and safety documents. Full stop. Next heading is B, full stop, and then quantum. Please put that in bold, and then start a new bullet point. He arrived at hospital at 12:30 p.m. and was seen by a doctor. He was given a support for his shoulder and told to take painkillers. Full stop. He was diagnosed that he had torn muscles in his left shoulder and had tissue damage. Full stop. He was told to get a sick note from his GP. Full stop. Next bullet point. Ultimately, he got a sick note for some 3/4 weeks. Full stop. New bullet point. He still continues to see his GP once each month and is prescribed numerous medications. He has not had any physiotherapy and continues to have problems sleeping and can't do any heavy lifting. Full stop. He describes the difficulties he has in cold weather and in connection with his social life and domestic duties. And as a result, comma, he has been unemployed for the last 13 months. He did, new bullet points, he did get a job as a lorry driver in June 2009, but only lasted 4 days due to his shoulder injury. Full stop. End of the bullet points. New heading, opinion stroke recommendation, which is bold and underlined. New paragraph, not bullet pointed. The claimant suggests that there was no health and safety policy in force at his place of employment and he was never given any manual handling training. He describes being instructed to pull the barriers out of their supporting feet by hand, but suggests that on occasion this would have been performed by a machine, comma, but it was, in inverted commas, cheaper to use manual labour. Full stop. Furthermore, he had been told not to use a sledgehammer to dislodge the feet, as had the potential of damaging them. Full stop. New paragraph. If indeed he had not gone through any manual handling training, comma, then clearly this his employers will have a case to answer and may well struggle to evidence any risk assessment relating to the activities he was undertaking at the material time. Full stop. New heading is timesheet, which is bold and underlined. Under that, we have engaged upon this file as follows. Please put this in bullet points, file administration, and then tab across, and then hyphen, and then 40 minutes. Next bullet point, interview with your client, hyphen, 1 hour 15 minutes. Next bullet point, technical compilation, hyphen, 40 minutes. Finalization, hyphen, 20 minutes. Next header is enclosures. Please bold and underline that, and we enclose the following. Again, bullet points, a typed version of the draft statement we have taken. Next bullet point, a note of our fee. Next line, if we can be of any further assistance, please do not hesitate to let us know. Yours faithfully.